Morning. Ches Cheshvan. I'm continuing this week of Psul Rasha. Just to quickly recap what we spoke about on Wednesday, the Machlokas Rav and Abaye about the nature of Psul Rasha. How much is Gzeiras HaKasav? How much is it a Chashad? We saw a number of Rishonim. We saw Nuki Yosef who said it's Gzeiras HaKasav. We saw Shilte Giborim, which said it was Mitin Chashash, and we saw a whole range of other Yisharim who discussed this issue within Abaye, within Rava. Yadarma has two opinions within Abaye, he has two opinions within Rava. We saw the Karen Orb, which says that's goof with Machokas, Rava and Abaye. Abaye held it Gzeiras HaKasav, Rava felt it was a Chashad. We had when we saw that, I said even within Abaye, there are two dinim. There's certain psul which midin Gzeiras HaKasav, another psul midin Chashad. So now we flesh out the Beit Chakir in a number of ways. Let's see what are the nafkaminas, whether it's midin Gzeiras HaKasav or Chashad. So the first nafkamina we already saw, I don't have in front of me the Gemara though, the Nuk Yosef who said it's midin Gzeiras HaKasav. So since the psul of Rosh is only Gzeiras HaKasav, it's not midin Chashad, really, fundamentally, we believe, we trust such a person. Such a person is trustable, but believable, but since there is certain dinim, strict formal dinim we need to abide by for edus, he's pater, he's exempt, he's pasul from being an aid. But if the other dinim, like shar isurim, which don't necessarily require edus, just simply nemanis, so the person is a believable guy, and we would trust him. So again, first half community being, something that you require nemanis but don't require edus. So if it's Gzeiras HaKasav, well then there's still Ne'emanus. There's no Chashad anymore. We would trust him. But if it's Midin Chashad, we don't believe him. He is no Ne'emanus. So then, even though you may not need Edus, there still isn't any Ne'emanus either because we're Choshishim that he lies, that he steals, and he's going to collect Chashad. He'll collect a Shochad, a bribe of some sort, whatever the case may be.
Like Kashish or something? They were talking about?
Kashish would be a better example.
Formal Edus, but...
Exactly, that'd be an example of that.
Or
yeah, exactly. And Ne'emanus would be... Kashish would be a good example. Could you trust even such a person's house? You know, Gary, I know you're very fond of Basar V'Chalav topics, so maybe we'll give a shiur on that this week on Shabbos. Apparently I'm giving shiur, right? Libby sent like a whole schedule, so Shabbos afternoon I'm giving a shiur. May I speak of Basar V'Chalav? Maybe you should give a shiur.
That's in addition to you, Laney and Aliyah, correct?
are we eating here?
All the meals are going to be here, yeah.
Who's catering?
It's catering if you want.
Why is catering?
I don't know. I didn't get that email.
It's catering.
I'm not sure who's catering. Gary requests Muslim. Not in my jurisdiction. Okay, so that's the other nafkaminas. The ksos. Where's the ksos you guys have in front of you? Here, Sim Memvov.
Sifkat Nud Zayin.
Sifkat Nud Zayin. Jake doesn't love the ksos.
What? You're all of them agree.
Okay. So, the Ksos is dealing with a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the following case. Let's say, who wants to be the Gazlan here? Okay. Well, there's Reuben. Reuben's a Gazlan. But before Reuben becomes a Gazlan, Reuben signs on a star. He signs on Jake and Dina's Ksuva, okay? So Reuben signs on that shtar. He's not a Gazlan yet. But then Reuben becomes a Gazlan. And so now, moving forward, Reuben cannot testify. He can't sign any shtaros. And he can't testify even on his own ksav yad. At the time he signed, he was kosher, and everything was okay. But how do we know that was actually Reuben's ksav yad? So he can't testify on it because he's now a Gazlan. But others can testify on Reuben's ksav yad. That it was his signature before he became a Gazlan.
Can you start the kids over again?
Sorry. You and Dina getting married, okay?
Right.
You have some reason a Gazlan sign on your ksuva. Chas v'shalom, it shouldn't happen. But at the time, he was not a Gazlan just yet. So everything's okay, ksuva. But we have to be mekayim the signatures. So normally we ask, hey, please look at this signature and please testify that this is your signature. So he said, okay, he said, this is my signature. I testify, he's believed. But if Reuven becomes a Gazlan after the fact, we can't trust Reuven to testify about his own signature. But other people who do recognize Reuven's signature could say, yes, this is Reuven's signature. And it happened, it was signed before he became a Gazlan. And the Shtar and the Ksuv in every case is going to be good. But let's say there's no Eid Echad, there's nobody else, no other individual who could testify on this being Reuben's signature. So then, we can't trust that this shtar is a good shtar, because there's a chashash that maybe now he made a false shtar. Now he's a gazan. So who said, even though the ksuv or the shtar says it was it happened a year ago before he became a gazan, maybe this gazan Reuben, he created this whole fake shtar, changed the date of it, made the date happen a year ago, so people believe, oh, it was a good shtar, it was before I became a gazan. It's a good shtar. So even though it says it happened a year ago, we still can't trust Reuben to testify on his own signature, because we're concerned he may fabricated a whole shtar here. Yeah.
But anyway, if you hold a year, it's a cause of you don't have the chashash anymore.
So let's see. That's exactly very good. That's exactly the question that the Ksos is going to deal with. The Ksos quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucham. And Rabbi Yerucham says the same din, but I didn't get a chance to prepare this morning before the shiur, so we're just going to go through with me. I'm going to just translate. I'm not going to read inside to you, but I'll just translate as I read through it. So, Rabbi Yerucham writes, the same din applies for an Eid Zomim. If he found to be an Eid Zomim, so he can't testify on his own signature, because maybe he created a false shtar. So Tosis writes that he's not sure. What about other Averos? Other Averos that are not... Oh, sorry, yeah. I can't see what this is.
Just a question. Shouldn't the shtar be possible because we're passing like a bay in Lamafreya that it... Because since the guy is a Gazel now, Lamafreya, it should be possible?
Well, that's only for Eid Zomim.
Oh, that's only for
Eid Zomim. Yeah, only for Eid Zomim, yeah. So Tosis says, okay, fine. So that might be the case when it comes to a Gazlan. The Rabbi Yerucham says the same case applies to Eid Zomim, and that maybe your question would be a good question, but we're not going to deal with that right now. But then he raised the following question. Rabbi Yerucham says, quote to Tosfos, what about other Averos? Other Averos that are not Rasha Dechamas, Stam Rasha. Is it going to be possible? Are we concerned about the same thing? When it comes to Gazlan, so Rasha Dechamas, it seems from the Rabbi Yerucham, Gazlan's Vade, Rosh Hashanah is Vade because of Chashash. So this Rosh Hashanah is based on the Gazlan in particular. But what about Rosh Hashanah? Who's over in Isser, whatever, Nevelos. Not Le Teavon, but Le Hachas. He's just doing to violate Isserim, but not because of Chamas, not because of money. So what's the suffix he has? Is this also going to be concerned that he's going to be Chashash Meshaker? No, it's Gzeres HaKasif. If it's Gzeres HaKasif, there's no Chashash anymore. That's the suffix of the Rabbi Yerucham. So just to read the language of the Ketos, he says, "Hainu mishum." This is because the Rosh the Chamas Chashil Oso Davar. He's midin Chashad veChashdin on the Mishakar b'Shvil Hanaz Mamon. We're concerned he's going to lie to accept money, and therefore also mishum hachi Chashin and Shema at Zayif Chasim. Therefore, also concerned this Gazan is going to create a fake shtar, so he cannot testify on his own signature. Even though the signature happened before he became a Gazlan, we still don't trust him. About Rasha de Eino Chamas writes the Ksos, Af Agav de Pasel, Mitzai Gzer Sakasov, Dichsiv Al Teshis Rasha Eid, Eino El Mitzai Gzer Sakasov. It's only because of Gzer Sakasov. Just like a very interesting comparison. I think the Minchas Chinuch made the same comparison, Kimo Psul de Karov. And since it's only Gzeres HaKasav, sorry, and not Mishum Chshad, you don't have to be Huchsa Ksav Yado. We could trust him to testify in his own signature. Yes.
So we're saying that it's like he's assuming that Stam Russia is Gzeres HaKasav, right? Within Abaye, like he's also coming down on that side,
yeah.
Right? And is it possible that Russia the Hamas is Mishum Chashash? Or is that also argued?
No, we still remember there are two opinions in the Yad Rav within Rava.
Within Rava, okay. Right. And when we talk about Abai, we're talking about Abai being Russia, his view of Russia the Stam, right?
Abai, exactly.
Yeah, even though he holds Russia the Thomas also, obviously. When we say Abai's opinion, Russia Stam, so he's coming down to the Xeris of the Khazar.
Remember, we said he's about to quote the Nemuk Yosef right now, the Ketos. We started last year with the Nemuk Yosef. Nemuk Yosef said this is Xeris of Khazar. And we wanted to say, does he think Rasha Stam is Gzeres HaKasav, and also Rasha Dechamas is also Gzeres HaKasav, which is the opinion of the I think most, maybe the Minchas Chinuch said that. Or do we say he splits up, like the Kesos, that Rosh Hashtam for Abai is Gzeir Sikosov, Rosh the Chamas is Midin Chashash Meshaker, which is what the Kesos says, which is also what we saw in Romi Sadeh. What's interesting about the Kesos, he brings us a nafkamina, whether or not we could trust him to testify in his own signature or not. Yeah.
Sorry, if you say that it's a Chashash Meshaker, then wouldn't you say that you can believe this guy? Chashash of, well, since there's no monetary aspect here, because the guy's just a Stam Rosha, then there's no chashash for anything, just because there's no monetary aspect.
But no, he might be getting paid off to do this, though. Maybe he accepted some money to sign and create this whole shtar.
And if you say it's Xer Sakasa, then what would you say, like, doesn't fit the, interesting. I would have thought the opposite. But okay, I hear that, too.
Okay. Okay, so that's the shita of the Kesos. Again, the two interesting things are, one is this nafkamina about, do we trust him to be Mekayim his own Ksav Yad? And the other interesting thing is that within Shita Zabai, you could split up between Rosh Hashtam and Rosh HaDechavos.
It's a very celebrated Mukhi Yosef.
Yes, very much so. Just wanted to use that word, didn't you? Yes.
Maybe you should mention it in the Sima Shashi earlier.
In Mukhi Yosef?
Yeah. I mean, celebrating. You're celebrating.
Yeah, Guru Sari. And there's another Kesos which discusses this same idea at length. It's on the Mar Mekamos. He brings up through another discussion, but the same basic idea. Now, the Guru Sari, who's also the author of the
Shabtai Gibbon?
No.
Yes.
Tiri Evan. Also the author of the Shagan Sari.
I didn't know that.
Aryeh Leib, right? Guru Sari.
Oh, that's why you knew.
Sorry, label.
That's why you knew.
So, he has a discussion in Makos on Hey Omid Aleph, or B, sorry. I think it's Aleph, yeah.
What?
It is not Omid Aleph. Omid B's. So, Gwisri has the following discussion. We know there's a concept called Nimsa Echem Hem Karov Apostle, Eduson B'Dela. A kind of Adim, a group of Adim, let's say the three of you come together, and it happens to be that two of you are brothers. So, that's a bad example. Say, no, you can define. One of you is your brother, so the whole entire kot is thrown out. If one person of the kot is pasul or karov to the person you're testifying about, the whole group of Adim gets thrown out. So, the Shana Gajai wants to know, is that the case for every type of psul? Is it talking about psul machmas avera, that type of psul? Rasha? Rasha stam, Rasha chamas? Or it means other psulim, such as an isha, an eved, but maybe psuli avera, according to Rav at least, he says, would be, this din would not apply. He says, and what would the reason be? Why would he be mechalik between a psul rasha according to Abaye and a stam psul of Isha and Eved? He says, because according to Rava, the whole reason for the psul is because rasha chamas is not because exeris akasov, like a kurv or like someone who's karov. Rather, the psul of rasha chamas is because chashash meshaker. That Dilma Ya'id Sheker, if the guy stole, we're afraid it's just like he could steal and we don't trust him, we're not going to trust him to first aid us as well. And he says, it's fine. He goes further. Even if you explain, according to Rava, that the whole psul because Rosh the Chamas is because of Chashash Meshaker, if we know somehow, the Dayanim know that he's telling the truth, we can accept his aidus. As an aid, as a gavra, they're not exempt as a gavra. We just don't trust what they say. But if we have a good reason to know what they're saying is correct, whatever hechatims you want to come up with, we would trust the aidim. So that's the case. The fact that these people are pasul mishum avera, they're not going to ruin the entire kot of aidim. Now let me just say it this way. Basically what he's saying is as follows. If the psul rashas midin Xeris Akasov, just like a Karov is Xeris Akasov, there's no explanation to it according to at least Gemara Bava Basra. Even Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers, who are not going to we're not going to assume they're lying. It's Xerz HaKasav. So to Rasha, Shul the Rasha is Xerz HaKasav. So still, the din is the whole Kaddish thrown out. But if you assume that Psul Chamas, Rosh to Chamas, is because of Chashash Meshaker, and therefore it's very different than the classic example of a Karov, or an Eved, or an Isha, which is just Psul, Gzeres HaKasav, Chashash Meshaker is different. So maybe it wouldn't throw the entire kind of Edom out, because there's no formal Psul to them. It's just we don't trust them. If there's a formal Psul, he doesn't explain all this, but the way I'm understanding, if there's a formal Psul, it doesn't even get off the ground, so it's going to somehow affect negatively the entire Kot. But the only reason why we don't trust the aid is because of a chashash meshaker, and that's all. He's not going to impact the other people. There's no formal psul of a rush to chamas. So that's another nafkamina. Whether or not nimsa echad karva pasul will apply to psul rush to chamas. Now, so a couple of things here. One is, he assumes Rava thinks it's psul rush to chamas. And then he says, Abaye, he said, oh, this whole question, even though it's only working within Rava, but Abaye wouldn't have such a question, he explains why he's not dealing with this question within Abaye, but Abaye, he assumes, is Xeris HaKasav across the board. Abaye is Xeris HaKasav, Bein Rosh Hashtam, Bein Rosh HaChamas. That's his understanding of Machlok is Abaye and Rava. He keeps coming back to that. It's good that we did background first before going right during these Achronim. But it is just important to note, I think I saw a quote somewhere that the Or Sameach argues on the whole premise that even Rosh Dechamas, even if it's Din Chashash Meshaker, that too would have the Din of Psul, Nimtze Echad Karva Pasul, would apply even if it's Chashash Meshaker. So that's an assumption the Gevurah Sari makes, but with that assumption in place, there ends up being an Afkamina, how you understand the Psul Rasha, whether it's Chashash Meshaker or Gezeris HaKasav. Now there's a of Chanan Masterman and Kovitz Arvus Sunachav Bezos Gimel. He addresses this same topic.
What's the Nimsa Echad?
No, not the Nimsa Echad, but the general topic of Psul Derasha. So first he says, it's clear that Rava holds Rosh Dechamas, it's clear, it's Mishum Chashad Meshaker. That's what he writes. It's clear as day. But Yeshlachkor, there's room to... This is the same Rav Chanan who has the...
two ways of understanding.
Oh, that was in the Eim Zomim, though. That's Eim Zomim. Yeah, okay, fine. So Yeshlachkor within Abaye. Does he also agree to Rava? That there's no Chashash Meshaker when it comes to Ochel Lahachis? And the only reason why apostle is because Gzeres HaKasav, just like a Karov, or the opposite. He agrees entirely to Rava that the whole Psul Rasha is Chashash Meshaker. And there's still a Chashash within Rosh Lahachis, even Stam Rasha. So basically as follows. Rava thinks it's Chashash Meshaker, and Abaye thinks also Rosh Stam is a Chashash Meshaker, or no, there's Abaye Mechali. I agree to you, Rava Rosh Dechamas is Chashash Meshaker. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's a new category, that's Gzeres HaKasav. Or he suggests yet a third category, that maybe a two dinim. The Abaye holds that there are really two dinim, both of them exist. There's a problem of Psul Rasha, there's a problem of Chashash Meshaker. So he quotes the Ketzos, that was goof for the Suffolk and the Tosos that Ketzos had quoted about whether you could trust the guy Ksav Yad or not. So there's another Nafkamina. What's another Nafkamina? Let's say a guy is eating some kosher steak. But he thinks he's eating pig. So what do you think? Is he going to be puzzle or not?
It isn't true, it's puzzle, no.
Right, because he didn't do anything wrong with Maisa. Mm-hmm. But if it's Shash Meshaker,
he doesn't care about anything.
Right. Well, nothing wrong, but we don't trust him because in his mind he wanted to do something. So that's, you know, just an afkamina he brings out. Same thing also. If the guy wants to steal Mamun Chaveri, wants to steal his friend's money, and in the end it happens to be he takes something of his own or he takes something that's Hefka ready. So in Maisa, he didn't violate Gzela at all, but he wanted to violate Gzela, so we're not going to trust him. But if it's Midin Gzeres HaKasav, well then, Maisa, he didn't do anything wrong, and he's not going to be a Rasha. Those are two other nafkaminas he brings.
Is that fair to say that even though he didn't actually do anything halachically wrong, like based on his mindset?
The whole Chashash Meshach is that in his mind, we think he's willing to accept money and testify falsely.
Right, but you know, like, I could hear someone arguing saying that we would only actually there has to be a shear. Of when like we can start assuming someone's chashash. Maybe Kai just look at that person over there and say that person's like that I'm chosh to that person. Rather, he actually has to do ma'isa iser in order for me to be chosh to that person. A national ma'isa iser.
No, it's all in the umdana of the guy. You know what's in his mind. I don't see that.
Well, Tamech like a rodent.
And then he gives at the end yet a different explanation to the Machlokas Rav and Abaye. He says as follows. Maybe really both Rav and Abaye agree. Rav and Abaye agree that Rasha is possible meeting Zeres HaKasuf. Even Rav thinks so. But Rav thinks, is arguing that the psul of the Torah is only Rasha the Chamas. And Abaye thinks the psul of the Torah is really Rasha Stam. So again, we already addressed all these within the Rishonim. This Machlokas, how to view the Machlokas. But Rav Chanan brings out a few of these different approaches we already had seen. But he concludes as follows, that Mikol Makom, everybody agrees, when it comes to the Gazlan, there's Vanda Yechashash Meshaker. And both of them exist. Both of them exist for Gazlan. Okay, and we'll just conclude with one other related issue. Yeah, someone of an Afkamino. What?
Yeah, one line left.
Okay, so we'll try to make this one short.
Bitumim.
Do you start right on that?
Bitumim. No way!
Simen Chav Ches.
The Tumim or the Urim?
The Urim, in the Urim Bitumim.
Which Simen?
Chav Ches.
If you had your mind open, would you know that?
Sif Katan Gimel. What's the question he's dealing with here? Let's say, this is the following question. Let's say the aide himself knows that he's pasul. He knows he's pasul. He knows he did something wrong. He's a karov, or he's no gebedavar, or a machmas rishus. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Is he required to, is he allowed to testify? Again, the dayanim, the people, you know, governing whatever case it might be, they don't know, but he knows. Is he allowed to move forward anyways and testify? So the room writes as follows. If the psul is kosher kurva, vada, he can't testify. But, he writes, if it's machmas rishus, since eini yodua elo, it's only known to him, only he knows his rishus, and a person cannot be pasul ayde atzmo, even if he testifies to Beis Din, still we don't trust his edus about himself. Furthermore, the whole psul of Russia is because he's choshe lahoid sheker, and it's not psul gzeis hakasuv. So that's the case. If he knows himself that he's telling the truth and everything's okay, so why can't he testify? That's what he writes. To deal with this question. This question, if somebody knows he's an aide, but someone the Dayanim don't know, is he allowed to testify or not? And he assumes that, well, since the whole reason why it's Shashma Shaker, and he knows he's telling the truth, and he knows, in his own world that nobody else knows about, so then there's no Isser for him to testify, he's allowed to. But, of course, if you'd argue and say the whole Psul of Russia is because of Gezeres HaKasuv, so he would not be allowed to testify in such a case. All right, so that really sums up all the Nafkaminas.
And, you know, all of those are within a Abaye's sheet of Rosh Hashanah, basically?
Yeah, I mean, not all.
Pretty
I
much.
Mean, the Gruas Ari, well, Gruas Ari, you could always bring them to that discussion. Gruas Ari, in his world, was only talking about within Rava, because he couldn't fathom that Abaye would think it's because of Chashash Meshaker. Abaye's got it because he has a We saw a number of people who argued that even Abaye thinks it's Chashash Meshaker, or at least he thinks certain Rasham are and certain Rasham are not.
So if you don't say, again, if you don't say within Abaye's Tam Rasha, then you could say within what? Within Rava's.
If you don't say that again, if you don't say within.
I think if you're not saying these Nafkaminas, whatever, Xeris Pasiv versus the other one, within Abaye's sheet of Rosh Stam, then you can say it within what we said.
Rob, saying you can say within anything you want.
Anything. You can say within Rava, you can say within Abaye,
yeah, because
versus Hamas.
There's a whole range, it all exists out there. I mean, in the world of Gurus Ari, he was set. Rava thinks Chashash Meshaker, Abaye thinks Gerzakas. So he only had a suffix within the world of Rava about Chashash Meshaker. Uh-huh. But we could raise that same topic to all the other opinions who think otherwise. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah.